From the News Center, a news focus.
With the holidays quickly approaching, the U.S. Postal Service is hiring 28,000 seasonal workers in the Keystone State and across the country. The Postal Service also plans to add 1,000 more truck drivers, letter carriers, and processing team members. Kimberly Miller, president of the Postal Workers Union, Keystone Area Local, says the hiring blitz is necessary to keep up with demand. Miller adds the worker shortage means some post offices closing their windows early and delays in processing and delivering the mail on time.
I mean, we're struggling to maintain the hours, especially in the Harrisburg area. We had Carlisle Post Office last year that went weeks without delivery. And then the union got involved and said, hey, look, this is an unsafe work condition. You need to clear the floor. You need to bring people in and get this mail to the customers.
This month, three members of Congress from Pennsylvania sent a letter with a list of demands to Postmaster General Louis DeJoy to address ongoing mail service problems in the state. It detailed instances of late or inconsistent deliveries, wrongfully delivered mail, lost packages, as well as open and stolen mail. Peter Ratcliffe, a labor historian, says as the country sees a comeback in union participation and organizing, it seems clear a younger generation of workers at the Postal Service will keep the demand up for a better job environment.
And I think they've looked at what the previous generation experienced, which was ever diminishing returns for ever harder work. And they're realizing that they need to take action if their lives are going to be better than the lives that their parents had experienced.
Ratcliffe explains the U.S. has some strong workforce protection laws on the books, such as the Occupational Safety and Health Act of 1970. But he adds the agencies responsible for enforcing these laws are underfunded and understaffed.
I'm Danielle Smith.